This area is a mud kitchen, and the children mix stuff up. They squash up leaves and mix things together using water, mud.
That is actual mud, yeah.
It's the real thing,
Yeah, and a wheelbarrow here with...
That's very popular.
Shall we go inside now and see what's going on inside?
Yeah, we have a large central area. It gets a bit cold in the winter, but the children actually don't seem to mind. Today we've got craft stuff out. We've got cardboard boxes and junk and stuff like that.
It's really fun. I like playing on the piano and doing cartwheels and all of that, do gymnastics.
And you've got some Play-Doh there. What are you doing with that?
Yeah, mixing all flour, salt, water and food colouring and then turning it into Play-Doh.
We're talking about how much you enjoy coming here.
Very much.
So what's your favourite thing to do here?
Playing this It game, but it's called Zombies.
My favourite stuff about club is like I'm building things out of wood because it's really fun.
My name's Claire Mootree. I'm the manager of the Hastings Adventure Playground. It's a challenging environment that children between the age of 8 and 13 can come to after school. There's also a youth group. We have tyre swing, we have things they can build. We have hand tools they can use, waste wood, tyres, things they can build, and generally spend time together making things, falling out occasionally, learning how to get along with others. The play workers step in if children are doing something really dangerous, but generally they find out their own limits here.
And you've had funding from the Sussex Community Fund before. What did you use that money for?
We had funding to pay a fourth play worker last winter. It's very dark in the evenings and it's a very large site, so we needed better supervision, really. We were able to carry on with the more challenging activities.
Because this place is free for the kids who use it, but it must cost quite a bit of money to actually keep going.
The Borough Council supports us strongly to the tune of around £26,000, but we think overall for our basic service it costs £90,000 per year.
So if the big local takes off and these community projects in Hastings can get off the ground, that would mean a lot to you if you could be part of that.
It would be great for us. The fundraising part of our job, we have to work very hard at it. We have to work constantly at it to meet deadlines. Sometimes we do big bids that actually we don't receive, so we are back to the drawing board and start again. So if there were money that was easy to apply for or was guaranteed for more than 1 year, it would help us fantastically.
Of course, the whole idea of the project is to help the community to help itself. It's not people coming in, doing stuff and disappearing. It's setting up something that people actually have ownership of. How important is that for people who live in this part of Hastings?
The local children drive the project here. I think that is what will help them in the future. It gives them something that they're like true ownership of a place that is theirs. And I think that's a good basis for them to begin to direct how they want their communities to be.